it kills you. It dries
your
clothes.
That's what you have to do to dry clothes. Yep. Another one of his silly stories was the Lawnmower Man.
Oh, yeah.
They made a movie which had nothing to do with the story whatsoever.
Oh,
but the story was kind of dumb.
Yeah. I saw
the Lawnmower Man
movie thing, I think.
Oh, yeah. I saw
Lawnmower
yeah.
Man.
Well, it's insane. It gets bad reviews for being tacky, but actually, it's. I thought it was interesting. It's kind of dumb.
Man?
It's on TV.
So you're actually hearing this.
Wow.
I guess I saw this show that's going on now.
The Lawnmower.
I have two needles that aren't moving. They're as dead as tombstones.
The first time that kind of.
And I can't hear through the monitors. But people have been messing with the monitors. They may be switched off. I don't know.
It's a greenish pulp.
Yeah. Streaks of blood. I don't know. But you know. You know whether you're hearing me. Did you hear the Lord Dunsany story about the two gods causing earthquakes? That is has not been done before.
The computer.
That's no archival material.
Fighting with the bad guy.
Fighting with the bad guy. Why can't you just get along?
I mean, you both got the same.
You see, I am here, and I am doing a show, but
enemies.
It has to leave this room.
A friendly competition.
May the best man win. And these characters who come in here, they mess with the equipment, and then that's impossible for me to figure out how.
Out of control, eh? These people think it's
now that's
funny.
A positive response there. The monitors,
all arrested, Michael Pepe.
The monitor was an ironclad ship that fought in
I said, these guys can't be in the room. Get them. Get them, bad
boys. So what, are they asking us to leave the building?
No, we're cool because we're show people.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, but
there's no people like show people.
Soldiers come in.
Bad guy, Billy Beercan. Bad guy, Billy Beercan.
So
we don't want left here on Mr. Monitor. If you understand.
I'm just saying,
because then you spill bad guy, Billy Beercan. And was the overall impression? Then John Hell unleashes hell.
Tremendous show that all the young people enjoyed. I was probably 12, 13,
were you
14.
There by yourself at this wrestling match?
No, with my friend Norman Ledoux, who I used to play at big-time wrestling as a kid. You know,
well,
we would
of
make
course
these
we're
games. And,
getting back to
you know, where sometimes,
Michael Pepe's all-girl wrestling, which you can watch on the Puzzling Evidence site. It's an astonishing sight to see.
They did on TV.
But it should be brought back in a present incarnation. If we could find some wrestlers who were willing to do what is necessary.
Anyway, I was there with Norman, and I'm trying to... Oh, gosh.
Gosh and golly. Goodness gracious.
Recite everyone that was there.
Goodness gracious. Gosh and golly. Mophead Molly is off the trolley.
You know, it was the era of Killer Kowalski. And, of course, the great...
I owe Killer Kowalski you, young man.
Buenaventura. Well, that's not his name exactly, but the Italian...
not Jesse Ventura.
Italian-American wrestler who was a champion wrestler, 12 years in a row or something, or many years
wrestler,
in a row.
As Philo would say.
And,
astonishing.
I don't know why I can't remember his name.
Of all the things that one could be interested in.
Who else, Haystack Calhoun was... I got to see the tail end of
Haystack Calhoun. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What about Tor Johnson?
Who became the Hollywood...
So now we're talking about Tor Johnson. Yeah. Is anybody listening to that? You know, Tor Johnson, that guy. I've got a little statue of him on my desk at Relodio. You know Tor Johnson.
Won't admit it's fake.
It's devotees. I'll swear that it's not fake. How about it? Anyone get the Tor Johnson reference here?
The men and women that do it are athletes, are real athletes.
It seems that they are.
Tremendous athletic accomplishment.
Yes.
And, win or lose.
I don't believe it.
The falls they take, the risks they take.
Right.
Are unbelievable, you know.
Did you see Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler?
Oh, yes.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good picture. you know, I forget the woman's name.
Marissa Tomei.
Idiot. And she's great in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not as Mickey great as she is in
so
Before the
in,
Devil Knows You're Dead. She's wonderful in that.
Everybody, you know, everybody who listens to this show has to know that movie, Barfly. You know, to even understand it.
Well, there are a lot of movies that seem
as... That's true. That's one of them.
Do you have a list of those?
Too long to even enumerate.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that was one of the fun parts of collecting Castle of Frankenstein.
Oh my goodness!
Today because of the
why are the monitor needles dead?
Of the movies,
oh,
extremely
God.
Opinionated.
Well, maybe only the monitor system is out and the show is going out.
TV movie guide.
Yeah.
If I thought that were the case, I would just get up and leave the show. Go off and draw cartoons at the tattoo parlor.
Tip Hugger is the opening titles music to Barfly.
Make the best of a bad job.
It's the opening credits to Barfly.
Oh, okay.
The contender, famous monsters of film land, never did express preferences.
Okay, Rob. Mighty K-Rob.
By the head of American
Master of Radio Art Thou.
Thank you.
Far greater
because
than I.
A certain Joe Dante wrote an
please
article criticizing.
Come to me now. Check out
like
the board
Blood Beast and
to see whatever these slumgullions did to
you're
it.
You're writing bad stuff
these
about our movies.
Beans from Radio
so from
Valencia.
Then on, this most horrible monster movie would never be condemned or criticized. You know, they would just give information about it, write about it, and print the movie stills. But Castle of Frankenstein, by contrast, would berate the bad ones and exalt the good ones. And
yeah, I still read. I've got a subscription to Castle of Frankenstein to this very day, and if I only could get other things out of the way that I'm supposed to be doing, but it's all so slow, I mean to call them up and say, hey, I'll do some art for you. Please check out my art online. I've always wanted to have illustrations in Castle of Frankenstein.
Worldwide. Frankenstein computer.
As in Jeff.
God.
Or
Jeff Beck.
Frankenstein.
Jeff Beck, like that.
Cool. Yeah, okay, let's do it. Let's dig for the roots.
Big Frankie, as
that's probably,
we call him.
You know, Beck was probably named after Jeff Beck. Imagine.
Well, how common is the name is it?
Because Beck was a guitar hero at the time.
How many Becks would be in the phone book if the phone book still existed?
How many Becks in a bushel?
Very, very large number.
Yes.
The beckoning fair one.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, the
thank
phone
you very
book
much.
Was a very
thank
useful
you
thing. Where the alphabetical listing of everybody, you know, with their phone number.
That's a phonus balonus solution to this terrible
the
problem.
Phone book. You remember the phone book?
Yes.
It's
forget the phone
interest,
book.
I think.
Is this show going
not
out?
The illustrated ad pages, but the whole presentation of people's addresses and business
yeah
in a book that you could do. You know, just go down the column and find what
how it twists exactly my sinews in agony that I know not whether or not this
pile up
for Schlugener show is happening.
You would throw them out.
You would see
definitely the red button is pushed
in people's names.
And the compressor on the monitor screen is showing activity.
People with all sorts of names.
Showing activity
because it's listed in the
of what
book
we're playing. And now it's showing activity of my own voice. So these other needles, they may not matter a bit. No, sir. No how. They're just connected to an internal system here in the studio that will not work. And I've read on the email thread that they're cussing and fussing. I guess I'll go and flip and wiggle some switches on the monitors. And maybe I can solve the problem, but I'm kind of worried that once more I'm doing a show that only God and the angels can hear, including the fallen angel. But they're not, I mean, they can hear everything anyway. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
A story, Children's Bible Hour Center.
Billy and Timmy. We're not studying the Bible.
I'm going to Van Smythe, and I've come to talk to you about the all-new abridged dictionary from the Ramsey Education Museum.
Where our motto is, find a word and make it your own.
Word. I want to do a show here.
If someone should call you a prophetess idolater, what should you do?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me, I was
I would doubt that 80% of fake things are real. That just seems wrong.
Radio.
I would say, what is the proof of this allegation?
This so-called abstract.
Look at me. A necrophagus idolater? Me? I would hope not.
I'm not necrophagus.
Yeah, and who are
or
they?
Or coprophagus.
They are clearly those
except,
who don't
of course,
have my personal interest.
I do eat the flesh of the deceased, but
check your
all of my kind, or most of them,
the Bell system. Did you just change my little
this telephone
over here?
Yeah.
Remember.
No, that was. I only have one token for mind control, and I just do the whole thing on changing.
Join the Church of the Subgenius. Become an ordained minister now.
The phone book is the printed.
The Subgenius material has only recently been made public. This is your chance to get in on the ground floor of a huge lucrative cult now, while rates are still so very low. You will then be eligible for all the money, weird sex, and sheer power over others. That go with high-ranking memberships in the church. And yes, you can perform legal weddings, overcome shyness and guilt with this fantastic replacement for a huge penis or perfect breasts. Read the Stark Fist of Removal and learn not only the word of Dobbs, but also ways to contact, buy from, and sell to the incredible yet real network of sub-genii and sub-simps everywhere. Learn of local devivals, revivals, other secret societies, unusual products, other mutants. This is no fake. Puts you in charge of your life. You'll be ready the next time your face is on fire.
Absolutely.
Quick. Countdown conspiracy. Release. Easy on delicate tissues. No danger of runaway infection. Only at subgenius.com. Now only $50. If you joined us years ago, it would have been $30. Well, you see how it goes.
And it all came from the phone book. From the clip art offered in the Bell Telephone.
From Freembean J. Phonebone.
Phone directory.
In the Dallas phone directory clip art.
The phone book, so people can't call each other.
In a huge bonfire, while many give the Elon Musk salute.
People are just taking up too much time calling each other. These phone nets. And
I'm glad you found it.
Time to put down our phones and just relate, you know? Stop scrolling and start living.
Start rolling. Stop scrolling and start the bell tolling.
And no more of this phonus balonus cult.
Really, we've had about enough of that. I've had it up to here with this stuff.
Phone on the range where the deer and the antelope play.
Yes, they do. Still, they're a playing out there. And seldom is heard
a discouraging word.
Because what can a buffalo say?
Because what can an antelope say?
Or an antelope, for that matter. And don't make me mention a cantaloupe, which is even more taciturn.
Looks like I'm going to have to give up contact with the chat.
You are?
Why? Well, I've lost contact.
Let it lie, fellow.
If it weren't for the chat, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I just...
It's almost 4:20 in Utah.
Utah? Oh, you can have it.
Bob loves the band Utah.
Them Church of the Latter-day Saints characters are about to have a...
Really? I don't even care what you do.
Yeah, you're right. It's just about Utah.
You know, that's the proper... visualization of the show is like, don't care.
Visualization and concentration.
That way you won't be disappointed by the horrific conditions here.
I'm disappointed.
Prepare you for the disappointment.
Yep.
Just the horrific.
What's the matter with this generation of wimps?
Logical problems.
Yeah.
And and
this is about entertainment. Don't be disappointed.
Oh, God.
Engage. Be active.
How so?
Can't stand having to open things.
Can't stand it. Oh, how
you just throw the
knife,
my goodness.
Scissors, set fire.
Don't run with scissors. Rock, scissors, paper. You know the drill. Well, maybe child-proof packaging to keep your wee ones from getting their tiny hands on your powerful medications and drugs.
Right.
They will anyway.
When they grow a little older.
Well, the whole house could go up like that in an enormous fire.
A huge blazing fire that started from your face being on fire.
Look at it.
The fire department says there's nothing you can do.
Just look at it. Look at it.
Oh, the humidity.
Feel the heat.
Oh, my God, he's burning.
Burning. Burning.
Is my money in there?
No, not
my money.
Is my money
burning?
You know, money. What could it possibly mean to deceive one's self? If one is, in fact, one's self, who is the deceiver and who is the deceived? Who is the behavior and who is the observer of the behavior? Are you you, or are you a body and a mind, or perhaps a body and a soul you? What about your spirit? So that makes three. And your ghost, is that four? How many you are you? Whatever you do, don't tell me your answers. We have enough on our plate already. Yeah. J.R. Bob Dobbs sold an all-whole belt that he marketed as always fitting no matter the size of the man who wore it. You did have to hold up your pants with your hand while you wore it, and he'd say, ha-ha, sorry, friend, looks like you lost your belt. Here, buy another. Jealous salesman would say he was just selling nothing, that an all-whole belt doesn't exist. But there were never any customer complaints. That is the sales confidence needed in this planet of the clocks. And you know, Plato spoke of Bob in this way. For if you put me to death, you will not easily find another who, to use a rather absurd figure, attaches himself to the city as a gadfly to a horse, which, though large and well-bred, is sluggish on account of his size and needs to be aroused by stinging. A subgenius is able to make predictions on any topic or event, no matter how distant in time and space. These predictions are authentically statements about events yet to happen. Wouldn't you like this secret power? Send a mere $50, less than you probably pay for some of your utilities, and you shall receive information that will set you free, make you forget the $50 ever existed. Just go to subgenius.com.
Light the fire!
If you're anything like me, your average daily transaction goes something like this. Blunt, dang it, Frank, if I could only be sure, if I could only know, I mean, if I could only really know if this show was a go, you know, I just don't know. I don't know if it's so. I don't know.
At the bottom of the picture there, yeah, the police can see this.
Oh, no!
What? Police? Oh, we don't need to have the police in here. No, we can deal with
drugs. The use of drugs.
You know, it's like Chicken John said, if there's trouble and you call the cops, now you've got trouble and cops.
You walk around the building.
Is that what you want?
No, I've lost the, again.
The will to live?
Yes, something like that. But because why?
Right. Because people are having sex right now rather than listening to the show.
the stalwarts.
They would never.
I think.
And it's, they would have sex while
2:30 in the morning. Well, of course, the proper people do. Good, well-meaning and good-thinking people do. Yeah.
Use the show as an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, but then they can't handle the show, and then they have bad sex. Because
how'd you come by that information?
Just mess it up here.
You signed
the truth.
A mental virtual waiver by listening to the show. You allow us to say or...
Well, you get nothing for nothing.
Kind of science.
There's some entanglement involved in everything, even in the world of collecting plastic dinosaurs. And I should know. They're crowding me out of my living space. But I can't stop.
We're trying to help you.
I got the new Spinosaurus aegypticus from Schleich, the Berlin Museum.
Right now, as we're talking,
the reviews said it was sublime.
Outreach program,
so I got it.
On their front door,
it's pretty good. I don't know if I would use the word sublime.
That's why you listen to the show.
The cops are shooting at them. Yeah,
the new Dimetrodon.
They will be, because the cops will be after us, but we'll have to run through their house.
They have a whole task force dedicated to stopping Relodio.
Those fascist pigs were hassling some righteous dudes.
That's right.
Oh, let's not get all upset and politicized.
And
the show's not real. The show is nice.
Now you're going to get us running.
This ain't happening, man. This ain't happening.
Like, criminal.
Yeah, I'm tired of that.
I don't know if you're keeping up with current events, but we just got our asses kicked, man.
Oh, no. But my medicine show is scientific and educational.
Dobbs is sure having his way.
He does that. Like that guy Trump. That big chin of his that indicates where he's at.
The meteorite from the meteor storm that was gonna.
Meteorites, meteor wrongs.
A lot of money. Well, Robert Culp tried to stop him. It's Robert Culp's grandfather, I Spy. Yeah, he was a Texas Ranger.
Vampire.
He knew Trump was faking it, but he just couldn't nail him on any reasonable law because it's not against the law to fool people and giving them their money for a meteorite shower shedding umbrella.
Oh, yeah, that was
lots of quotes.
The Trump in
lots of good quotes.
The TV show called Crackdown,
who
was conning the people of the town.
Trump, okay, give me the money. Trump is like he's like a snake oil salesman. In 1898, Trump
bump on the show. Bump, 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 bump.
Takedown, takedown.
What? I'll take
you
down,
Mr. Trump.
Not crackdown.
No, it was
crackdown.
Crackdown. Robert Culp in 1958.
No, crackdown.
An old TV western, but it's the story of that episode featured a con man named
TV
Western Village, and he gets them all afraid of a meteor shower is going to come, and only he can fix it.
Only Trump can fix it.
You know, by
his prophetic TV show.
These Trump umbrellas, which will protect you.
He was selling Trump umbrellas.
Shower.
Trump steaks. And Trump University. Like Trump Airlines.
He's got the sheriff in his pocket, and the townspeople are afraid.
Yeah, the sheriff's going to get it.
And there's a seeker born every minute, you know.
What's the title of the movie?
Trump. I mean, Trackdown.
Trackdown. Oh, Trackdown.
And this episode is about Trump with a, you know. I'm tired of talking about Trump. It vexeth me when all I wish to do is commend my soul unto the service of the Lord my God. My God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Yea, I saith, the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He knocketh outside, waiting to be admitted. Who this King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah, better get your place ready. The King of Glory is going to pay you a visit. Yes. The Lord careth not for Trump and his evil. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let him be taken in the devices that he has imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not at all in his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked condemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. That's me, folks. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright piano. Help, Lord, for the godly men see this, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue we shall prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart, having sorrow daily in my heart? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt beautifully and bountifully with me. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. And Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil unto his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Is that good? Did you read that? Or
I did read it. And,
I bought a
good book. Good book.
I bought a DVD with ten westerns on it that are so awful.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And one is the first one I watched was Marjo Gortner as something like a Bible.
Oh, that's Bible awful, Marjo Gortner. You should never watch anything with him.
Marjo Gortner. And old Tucson looked really terrible. It looked really patchy. You know, it just goes through a lot of phases.
And patchy, people, eh? Well, I want his curly haired head on a pike.
It just becomes a you know, fake Doors.
I still don't know if this show is going out. Gall darn it.
Maybe it wasn't.
Dang blast it.
Probably from the 70s.
Ding busted.
It might have been.
You know old Ma Stone.
This is the reflective part.
Said
of the think about why
that
are they this hour?
You shouldn't even say weekend. Ding blasted.
They were having the sex during the show.
It still has some of the destructive power of an actual curse, of an actual swearing.
You're right about.
The San Francisco. She was a righteous woman. However, her son did sell his soul to the devil.
If they fell asleep,
it wasn't her fault.
If they fell asleep listening to the KPFA show,
then
you hear Hal's words going in your brains all night. And they give you. Also, there's a line of slobber that goes down your cheek while you're just lying in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing to wake up.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it feels like your life is just slipping away.
Life's blood is pouring out the side of your mouth.
Why, I ought
to. You don't mean it to, but there it is.
Well, that's KPFA. That's, you know, that's KPFA. That's what you get for listening to me.
Yeah, Sex Facts. I got those, too. I got 100. Oh, they're mostly you're right. It's like 50, but I did get 100 Westerns.
100.
Which was on sale. I couldn't help it.
100 Westerns.
It came in a,
they're probably not very good Westerns.
Why is everyone obsessed with Westerns?
It was, you know what happened is the best part was, as I've said many times on the show, it was just all these bad TV shows, including 16 episodes of The Adventures of Annie Oakley, which I loved as a kid. Absolutely loved.
Annie Oakley.
The opening shot is on Old Movie Road.
My darling.
Yeah.
Do you regret?
And what the first
The handmade bullet turned to sugar jet, shocked from guns, my happy-hearted pet, around five, along the empty avenues, when the smell of frozen steaks and instant stews causes the nose to twitch, do we get the news? Oh, no. Sweetheart. No, happy trigger-hearted kid. We get you and the oat that flipped its lid. Shot from some hack writer's loaded quid.
Machine that we grew up with.
But wouldn't it be fun to have a card with that on it?
Oh, absolutely,
Do your own sitcom.
Well, yeah.
Well, we do that. Because we do it all the time with these sound effects.
I'm depending on K-Rob or somebody.
K-Rob, come in and check out this crappy equipment.
What we say and do, you know, we should have...
Is it going to happen? Is the show going out?
I mean, that's right.
I do have like 50 vampire films, 50 horror films.
Now I'd watch those.
Different ones of 50 space bad space movies.
And are they all bad? It doesn't matter.
No. You know what it is? It's funny. I got a copy of Galaxina, which is truly awful. But
I've never seen it.
It's a really bad copy.
I never saw Galaxina.
Where they let these people get the copies, but that's fine. I think, in fact, I saw one that was They Saved Hitler's Brain.
I still haven't seen They Saved Hitler's Brain. Puzzling Evidence won't let me watch it because he hates it so much.
No, it doesn't. It means it really is terrible.
Yeah,
but
sometimes
that doesn't mean I wouldn't want to see it.
I want to see
a strange, sickening pleasure in watching some types of bad film. I really do believe that they are entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, perfect.
And that's why these sets. I gave Hal a set because I think it was missing one disc.
Right.
And I was so into it, I had to buy another set to get all the
Disco.
I just did that with Rooster and Jeeves and Rooster.
Oh, cool.
I had one scratched up disc.
Oh, that's an oldie.
And I found an expensive replacement set.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that show a lot. I like it a lot.
What is that, 70s, early 70s? Jeeves and Rooster?
Jeez, maybe it is.
A more recent interpretation, I believe.
Yeah, perhaps 90s.
Boy, I can't wait for this thing to be over.
You know, British comedy things. You don't hear as
if the show is not going out, I'm wasting my precious time during some of my last days on Earth.
You know,
with this equipment that
BBC
just
to really
don't
rule
seem
PBS
to be working.
With lots of really entertaining shows, they really don't do that.
If only I could be sure that someone was hearing this show right now, because last week's show always plays in this place. If they're not hearing this one, they're hearing last week's. I've checked everything. The red button has been pressed.
I just don't know what to do about it. Like I saw, I was
oh,
in
I just
Amoeba
heard of it, yeah.
and saw Candy, And I thought, I remember that. It's really bad.
Oh, right.
Yes. So I went home, and there it's on archive. And it is really bad. You know?
Archive got whatever.
The beautiful Al 9.
Well, I wonder sometimes, you know, because then you got How I Won the War. I never saw it. But because I heard that it wasn't good at the time, and I don't know, I never got around to it. I mean, is it,
you should see it.
A funny movie? Is
yeah,
it
it's a 60s movie that should be seen, but it's hard to understand even then.
Now,
it's blurred by John it's blurred by John Lennon being in it, you know, the famous guy.
But he does well, I think.
Does it dominate?
It's just the famous guy tends to bend the light of gravity, you know, as you're watching it. But it's
The passage of time has made that effect less striking.
Yeah.
At any rate, he's not being the Beatle. He's acting in the movie.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't screw it up.
You would probably understand what is being referred to in the movie, the whole story. So, yes, see it.
Well, I should, but yeah, that's one of those things. You don't really see it.
Just one of those
when it comes out,
things.
Fades away and you never saw it.
How about Petulia? Do you like that one?
I'm not familiar, no.
Petulia by Richard Lester. You never saw that great movie with Julie Christie and George C. Scott?
You know,
and hippies. And
all right.
Sorry, you meant Julie Christie. I thought you meant Julie Christie.
And the Julie Christie Minstrels, another one, a British film about life after a nuclear holocaust.
Is this recent?
It's not recent. It's from the 60s.
Folks, this is unbelievable. I just opened this car.
It's called...
And there's about 20 pounds
the bed
of
pure sitting
pastry, sugary...
Have a donut,
creamy.
Michael Pepe. Creamy deliciousness. This is better than some old stale pizza.
Rich chocolatey. So where was this?
Just have cream-filled eclairs. Go ahead.
What
live it up. Death will be along presently.
What happened?
This is terrible. Oh, hell.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Well,
I told you. Now, don't be so terrible.
Apparently, I did.
Apparently.
And they are identical, and we will never be able to tell them apart.
You mean you've got one of those things with a David with a sticker from a Laughing Squid on the outside? A sticker?
Now, can you bring this back to me?
Well, would you look at that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, what are those?
Can I have one? Well, there's so much.
Well, let's see. Let's see what goes. What is the currency here?
But thank you.
What is the frequency, Kenneth? Let's just see.
Here's a backup in case anything happens to that.
Holiest day of not of the millennium.
On us now, Reverend Hal.
St. Stupid's Day is coming.
It is the holiest day.
Wednesday.
The very holiest day of the millennium.
Jesus.
From bend over here. Okay, look right down there.
Where?
Roasting away on a fine winter's day.
That's deeper than
slowly turning
into protoplasmic goo. Jack Frost, the nipples at your fingertips.
Fingers dropping one by one.
Get all huffy and
don't talk
them
back. Don't hold them back. Put them in a paper sack until the winter time is done.
Winter
time.
Oh, yeah, well, that's. There's an intermission for 1965.
Then you'll feed them to a kitty cat. And he'll purr and mew with joy.
I think it's just energy.
Have a happy day.
Theory, you know,
in every possible way.
Right, exactly. So you
Merry
can't really tell which is which, but it's probably a lot of fun to watch.
Girl and boy,
you know, against the
bill really mean it.
Yeah. And,
Merry Christmas,
girl. It's like seeing the first shot in the
and boy.
This country, where some money go out, galloping on
us. Yes, this show is just too obnoxious, too gritty, like the city. How much better to be on Dinosaur Island with the swaying of the palm trees and the wahines. Swaying in their colorful grass skirts. Those memorable motions with their hands and hips. You know, they say every little gesture has a meaning. If
only you could know it, you holy bozo, huh? That's what they say. Even the lowly caller may sometimes offer an insight into life's mysteries. Hello, you're on the air.
Speak up into the rectifier, boy. I can't hear you. Come on. Come on, aye.
Oh, I sure hope the show is here.
Another caller.
If only the show were here, I could
seem to get that
be content.
First caller, can you hear us?
Go to my grave and be gathered to my father.
There's someone there.
And say I did do one more show before entering the hospital.
It's just dark.
You know, they might not let me out. I'll go in, but they'll look at me and they'll say, oh my God, we're going to put you in a ward here. You're not fit to go out among the healthy and living, you cancerous, rotted, living zombie. That's what they'll say. They didn't pay any attention to me when I made these complaints, and now it's all coming home to roost like a horrible obese chicken.
Not
referring to anyone in particular.
And we hope they're all up not asleep and listening to this program.
You can talk, you can bicker, you can talk, you can talk, bicker.
In the intricate mysteries of the world's largest private church, the Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to ask another question. Not too personal, like the guy that jerked before that was talking about
The Gerald Ford is on fire in the Strait of Hormuz. Not because the Iranians did anything, but because we're such a bunch of bunglers that we can't keep from setting our faces on fire.
And money is to burn. And we'll classify it as safe after we put it to truly subgenial uses.
A bell.
There's a friend coming from.
Is to. Yes, take this urine test.
I wonder if Dagny is still around.
Gosh,
because
Dagny.
We want to dedicate
ding dang darn it.
Dagny Lux Hansen.
Yeah, right.
Yes, Dagny is
going to
be
forever
to us as we swim through the flotsam and jetsam of you know what.
Flotsam is floating trash. Jetsam is floating trash that has been ejected from vessel.
Ah, it was a strange day when we visited.
Yes, strange powers we dare not disobey.
Only if you're on Skeleton Island,
I could make sure.
Except
all these skeletons around
here. And there's a rustling in the mangroves.
Yes, where the mangoes grow and the mangrove grows.
Do you mean the dreadful invisible flying swordfish or crawfish?
Flying swordfish? This I've got to see.
The acme of.
I ought to put some medicine on that and clear it up. Oh, acme, you say.
Kill the president. Would you please bend over and take a look at this, sir? It's very, it's a strange.
Bishop Joey will be ready to receive your entity, your soul, unto the spirit of stupidity.
I don't see what you're saying.
April 1st, at the foot of Market Street. By the glorious Valancourt Fountain.
We have it here.
And you shall be led above the joyous march to the seven stations of stupidity, as has been happening for a long time.
Maryland. You know why they say at the Federal Giant Spider Research Center, they have a huge brain.
Let's not put that Giant Spider Research Center footage up. It kind of disturbs me. I don't like the look of it. Well, those big spiders kind of get to me.
Between thoughts. You send one thought. It's instantly sent. Then you go act, and you send the next one.
Oh, great.
Act. So, you know. Also, you look at these Martians. They didn't start out that way. Their evolution was interfered with by their technical instrumentalities.
Yes.
Wear these,
we're doing the same thing. We should profit by their example, their negative example.
And their bodies are mechanical. They couldn't walk on
their bodies are mechanical, supporting what's left of their fleshy forms.
Like in that book I did with Space. Spain, where we had the Nazmorg, those aliens. Did I?
I wonder how many people saw that book.
Oh, well, we had to have good aliens and bad aliens, and the bad.
I mean,
ones
that's what the script
had that
called
same
for.
Predicament. They had destroyed the ecosystem on their own world, and they went on and on looting worlds, and they were like these horrible decaying,
just like
an elaborate mechanical shell,
paying people not to put up windmills and clean sources of energy. So
they also, I don't know the Daleks story. My impression was they were the survivors of some future nuclear disaster,
or
they
maybe just of genetic
either, and they were
decay
semi-cyber
and
organisms. They had
all
to be housed in special metal shells. Popular culture, but that doesn't mean that they won't come to pass.
No, popular culture gets these things
to tell us about science
before
things that were going to happen.
The authorities know anything about
robots and cybernetics are the ones that have been most developed.
Robot. So did you see Melania Trump and her robot friend?
That would be some fun. Surprising, not surprising necessarily, but last year,
and
so much other fun
on the internet, snarky folks were saying, hey, which one's the robot? But the robot was kind of like Gort from The Day the Earth Stood Still. There's another prediction that came out of pop culture.
Motivates Davey Normal, but he does seem to
be. And it had this disturbing flickering light behind its faceplate as it made a speech in several languages to the crowd in Washington, D.C.
Well, there were.
The day before yesterday.
There were, they still are, because gods are still around somewhere.
These elder gods.
Mm-hmm.
Elder cat gods.
Bill Elder, yes, a god of cartooning.
Noosphere, cat critters that have been created by imaginative writers and people. That feline race known as the Kzinti in Larry Niven's books. Do you know them?
Yeah, it's been so long since I've read that stuff, though. Gosh.
Hurry, K-Rob, hurry.
They're amazing.
Come to my rescue.
Cats are like,
fix this errant
legs.
Wandering
they're,
show.
8 or 9 feet
guide
tall.
It.
They've got teeth and
true
claws,
and right.
And they would kill you.
Clean
just
and toward the light.
Look at you, and they would die of shame if a vegetarian creature defeated
a vegetarian. Yes.
Defeated them. Well,
right.
That
yeah.
world
Larry Niven
shared
yeah.
with the Star yeah. Trek world.
Scientifically
Star Trek
viable
doing
and plausible.
The animated Star Trek story. So there's yeah. actually an episode where
Star
Kirk and
Trek.
Spock and so on run into the Kzinti and Spock is calmly explaining what's going on. It's pretty, of course, bad Filmation animation, but bad Filmation
but
animation.
It's kind of fun, you know? It's kind of enjoyable.
Didn't
The script Fritz is Lieber good. The animation stinks, but the
yes,
script
he
is
did.
Great.
Farfad the Mouser.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, they were imaginary freebooters in a theoretical
prehistoric world.
But civilized world.
A world of history which has been forgotten to our
yes,
present
yes, I love
time.
My little guy. He is wonderful.
They are so companionable. Oh,
that kitty cat you're talking about?
The cat is
feisty.
Is
the name of your cat?
Now you know.
Problems.
Charles
why do you call him that?
Had 9 cats.
Phil Dick had cats all the time, too.
Bukowski just let the cats alone. But he was very fond of his computer. He realized it was the typewriter of the gods.
Computer?
And he could write and fix everything up and write, you know. But at one point, he turned on the computer, and it was horrible, distorted. Nothing would work. The weird colors.
Because a cat pissed on his computer.
The cats had backed up and sprayed into the slot. So he had to take the machine in to have it repaired, apparently.
And get the cat spayed.
Holy cow. Maybe he didn't
have to fly this thing
but
blind.
I don't know if he would.
Part of it's just not working.
Yeah, wasn't a cat prominent in Phil's... Yeah, the cat died after the flight experience.
Yes. I recorded the soundtrack for John Law's movie, The Narration. I myself was not entirely
K-Rob,
but I did record it, and I recorded it at Phil Dick's backyard in the little writer's house where he wrote a lot of the stuff.
In Orange County?
No, here in Berkeley.
Berkeley, okay.
Uh, with Fletcher Flujohn and John Law. I felt like I was on hallowed ground.
Yeah.
And I guess I was. Yeah. I love his stuff. Yeah. I went through a period of reading it very intently. And he created two stories which would make a marvelous movie. Thank God nobody has made it, because they would ruin it, even though they already made half of it. A movie called Screamers. Have you ever seen that thing?
Perhaps. I don't know. That's not the Colin... there's a Colin Wilson with the same title.
No, there's... Colin Wilson did the Life Force, or rather wrote the Space Vampires, which Life Force, a very subgenius movie, is based on. I like Life Force. Life Force is lots of fun. But there are two Dick stories. But will I kill everybody's interest by... Telling them?
No, please tell them.
Well, let me try, because some stories have such good plots that you can appreciate them even in a bad version told by me. I think this movie should be made, and I think it should be called John's World. Okay, but the first story that was written was called Second Variety. Do you remember it?
Yeah. Okay.
So, the Earth wrecked. There's some horrible nuclear war going on, too. And they're in Ohio. They're in a military... There are only a few guys, and they're in a bunker. And the Russians are also there. And it's all slag and drifting ash is mainly what's there. The ash of the former world. So they let some people into the bunker, and they let a woman in who they want to have sex with. And they let this little adorable kid in who's a war veteran, starving and thin-legged, and he's dragging a dirty teddy bear and so on. It turns out that the world has been reduced to this extremity by killer robots that were created and designed some time ago, called the Claws, colloquially. And the Claws will go after you and kill you unless you have like a little dosimeter-type thing attached to your uniform. But they're created by robots, designed by robots in underground factories, and they're designing ways to get around the dosimeter. Not only that, they create humanoid robots to get into bunkers and readouts. One of them is this kid with the teddy bear, who at a certain point suddenly goes into, you know, a million sickles and knives come out, and the teddy bear runs across the floor and blows up and all this stuff. It turns out there are a number of varieties, and everybody is killed except the woman and the man, the woman Russian and the man an American. And he realizes, as they're going for the hidden rocket that will take them to the moon base, which is the only place they can possibly go, this woman with me is a robot, you know. And when the rocket comes up out of the ash, she says admiringly, "You Americans make such beautiful things," you know. But then she takes off, you know. And in the meanwhile, he's there to face an army of the wounded one-legged soldier, who's a robot, but there's a hundred of them moving along at the same time. The kid with the teddy bear, you know, the woman, all that stuff, and they're coming in to wipe him out. But they're also fighting among themselves, which gives them hope. Now, in the second story, it's called John's World. On the moon, UN personnel have this dome, and they're there. You know, the world is destroyed, but they're building a time machine to go back and get the papers of Schoenemann, the scientist who originally created the Claws, these robots. And the guy who is going on the voyage is a very important person in the UN. But he doesn't have time for his son, who is apparently some throwback, who has mental problems and who's going to be seen by a specialist, because this son has visions like somebody out of the Middle Ages. And they say, "Don't you see how wrong that is?" Blah, blah, blah. And he says, "But I see them and they seem realer." Realer than what? Realer than all this. Realer than this world that's around. Well, what are these visions? Well, it's fields and people walking in robes, talking about philosophical things, and there's trees and grass, and so they schedule him for a lobotomy. And just before the time ship takes off, they go and see him, and they say, "Well, how are you now, John?"
"Dreams are paradise.
Do you have any more visions?" "No.
when the fog, you know,
they've completely wiped it out. So the time ship takes off. It descends to Earth, and they go back through the nuclear war. They are attacked by jet aircraft at one point, but they manage to disappear. They finally land, and what's this? What are those? Well, those are trees. And then that sound, it's made by a cricket, an insect. You know, we've got to find this camp and find Shoneman, get his briefcase, get his...
And they do get his briefcase.
Because we need to start rebuilding those claws again, have them fix up the Earth. You know, so they go into the camp, and they're discovered, and they're chased by the personnel, and the guy takes a flamethrower, and he turns it on them, and they escape. And they escape with Shoneman's briefcase, but they notice on the screen inside their time ship, oops, one of the guys who's burned alive and is dying is Shoneman himself, who they were supposed to recognize. They only have these black and white photographs of him sitting with a cat on his lap and a cup of tea and so on. Now he's gone, but they've still got the
briefcase with his plans to build these killer robots.
What's this? The war is over. Yeah, we're cleaning things up, you know. We finally got rid of those damn claws and so on. Hey, where did you guys come from? And so they go on a little further, and they come to fields with people walking in roads.